Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we are a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So you get to sit back because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into ChatGPT-4, Microsoft and their layoffs, TikTok adds a STEM fee to their boost discoverability, and how Meta backed down from their NFT project. Let's hop right into it, folks. OpenAI has released GPT-4, the latest iteration of GPT. The new model can produce text while accepting both text and image inputs. This is significant improvement over GPT 3.5. It also has the power to caption and describe complex imagery. GPT-4 is also far more responsive and specific than previous iterations. The ability to consider complex instructions to form text and image-based data is now possible, though it's proven to produce inaccuracies, just as we saw in GPT 3.5. Being able to generate images and text from your prompts should make it much easier for marketers to brainstorm new creatives for marketing campaigns, which is definitely important, so check it out. So the team dedicated to curating ethical and sustainable responses was a part of the recent 10K employees that left Microsoft. These reports come as Microsoft invests further in AI developments. The office, which was responsible for AI, maintained its position by establishing governance and public policy documents, while the former ethics team ensured that these policies were reflected in the company's final projects. It's important to always fact-check AI-generated content, especially as GPT-4 continues to push it out, which aims to ensure accuracy and base AI-generated responses on factual data, but the processes, it's not foolproof. So Microsoft's expansion of AI tools into its 365 suite of products will expose more teams to AI tools, but best practices should be established when using it to create or analyze data. So keep vigilant. TikTok is promoting educational content on its platform through dedicated STEM spaces. Educational creators should look to this space to achieve the highest levels of discoverability for their content. STEM-related content has amassed 110 billion views before the dedicated space, so there is a vast audience eager to discover new information and content. If your brand is loud and proud of its R&D processes or contributes to the scientific community in any way, leveraging the STEM feed will provide you access to millions of curious viewers interested in the nitty-gritty details of your product and how it works. Finally, Meta announced the end of its NFT-focused projects within Facebook and Instagram. The priority is to refocus on projects that can help creators at a large scale, like Reels, as the popularity of NFTs continue to decline. Meta's push into the NFT space was late. However, initiatives like NFT displays were intended to help creators monetize their content or digital products as another aspect of their push into the metaverse. Marketers should be careful of NFT-based initiatives since public perception has continued to deteriorate in recent months. It could be a sign that brands must reevaluate their current projects to align with broader audiences as larger companies move away from those NFT spaces. And that is today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I will happily see you all tomorrow.